Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Watermelon sugar. Hi. Watermelon. 4th of July vacation. Oh, where's my mind at? Bye. Time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by this public service announcement. Do you see that RV? Well, keep your eye on it, because that person's never driven one of those, and they're coming through your area right now as we speak.
Hopefully really slowly. Like, there's nothing, the only thing worse than a slow-driving RV is like a fast-driving RV with a guy who doesn't know how to drive it.
Right.
Look take out it
for
easy
that
out
RV,
there.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Be on the lookout.
All right, here's what's happening. So we all know that the COVID-19 cases are spiking across the nation as new daily cases reached 49, almost 50,000 cases. I don't have the local number here for California, but we're spiking. So, and I do think that that's expected as we sort of emerged from hiding, and now we're sort of rolling some of that stuff back. Gavin Newsom, our governor, was out yesterday making it clear that indoor restaurants, wineries, movie theaters, and more need to close back down for the time being and allow this wave to pass. So, and we're seeing that there are people, a lot of people, going back to work, less unemployment. Hopefully this is short-lived. Let's fingers crossed. Double finger. I learned this in The Parent Trap. Double fingers and arms crossed.
Yeah.
For us to come out of this within a couple weeks after this spike has, or this wave has passed. So, anyway, there's really nothing good there for us. Here's a couple other stories.
Okay.
Sort of related. A food critic in Washington, D.C. has ordered takeout for every meal during quarantine, and he's eaten them all while he's been high on medical marijuana. He said he spent more than $20,000 on his food and pot. Seems to
this
be going well
food,
for him.
A food,
a food critic in D.C.
Has he been writing pieces on each thing that he eats?
I have to assume a writer would be compiling some angle.
So stoned, though. It's hard to write when you're stoned.
Well, I don't know. Maybe there are plenty of people function very well while high.
Bob Marley. They can figure it out.
I used to go see this band called Pantera, and they were super high all the time and yet rocked harder than anybody I've ever seen. So, you know, it depends.
I want to stay high all the time.
Let me see. Oh, prostitutes went back to work in the Netherlands this week, but they're not kissing the guys who hire them anymore because of the pandemic.
Oh, that's so no kissing. Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
When we were in Holland, like it's a full on in your face trade, and it's clean rooms with a sink and a bed and a curtain, and they stand in the doorway and they're like, "Hi, how you
doing?" So wait. Is this Amsterdam? Is that what we're talking about? The red light district in Amsterdam. So
it's, you know, there's a church right there, and then there's a row of rooms for prostitutes.
What I heard, or what I read about this on a totally separate article, is that many of the locals in that area, since the red light district had to shut down due to the coronavirus, they're trying to get rid of that thing. They're like, we don't want this. Now that it's been quiet here, yeah. And no one's been, we really like our newfound normal. And but it looks like they're back in business, so they weren't able to.
Oh, that's too bad.
Gather enough votes or whatever it takes to get rid of the.
That has to be, you know, you have to know that you're buying or renting near that, and it is. It's a main drag in a touristy area. It's not a secret. It's not. These are sex.
No,
workers.
You just said it's hooker windows. It's like they're right there in the window.
You literally walk down this road. Well, the one road that we saw, I'm sure there's more than one road, but it's, you know, it was clean and they're pleasant. You know, they'll chat you right up. Boys dressed as girls, girls dressed as boys.
Oh, they have everything.
Girls, and whatever you're looking for.
Wow.
Whatever you're looking for. And it's all legal and clean. And I mean, there's a stack of folded towels, all a beautiful sink with soap dishes. Oh, place is delightful. You're like, all right, maybe I will go in there.
You're telling me they got soap and soap dishes?
I don't know if there were dishes. I mean, you know. But it was, I'm telling you, I was actually quite amazed. And it was funny, we had just left this church that we'd like toured this, you know, 14th
You guys toured
century
a church?
Thing. Sure. Kidding me?
For
old
the
architecture,
architecture.
Like that?
Right, okay.
Yeah. I didn't go there to find God. And then we went into this little chocolate shop next door. I'm like, ooh, chocolate. And we go in and we each get a chocolate and we walk out and I'm like, oh, and there's a sex worker. And just so pleasant. Just leaning in the doorway, smoking a cigarette. Hi. Hey, honey. How you doing? Great. Ugh. How are you? It's kind of a cool thing. Sex workers should be protected. And people are doing it. It should be legal and it should be, you know, let them tax it. Get rid of pimps. Get rid of the drug part of it.
Well, right now they're making it clear you can't kiss them. Me, I can't.
Are they going to wear masks, I hope, while they're doing all this?
I don't know.
I guess there's one thing they couldn't wear a mask for.
Oh, God. I swear my sensibilities are not. I can't.
Yeah.
I can't imagine going there and being like, yeah.
It's not for you.
I would have to be absolutely three sheets in order for that to even be a considered option.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, you are not. I don't think you're made for that. You know, not that you're not a horny dude or whatever, because you clearly are.
Right.
But, you know, for some dudes, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the word. It's like self-love. It's a person who's helping you get there with no strings attached. And it's a natural release that people need. And I think that we're such Quakers.
Speaking of self-love, that's way up during the pandemic.
I'll bet it is.
I wasn't planning to do the story. And then
it's 1 o'clock.
You just said it. So I'm like, oh my God. Here it is. 60% of single people say the number of times they've been sleeping with themselves has significantly increased during the pandemic. Well, that's about boredom, right? I mean, you just find yourself yet again sitting there going, what am I going to do now?
Well, I'm thinking about sex. Maybe I'll just take care of that real quick.
That one thing's always good. All right, let me jump straight into this next story, which is, look, we've done a ton of stories about man areas and their size and what is comfortable and what is normal and what is necessary. And here's yet another angle. And this time I feel like, well, the ladies finally were honest. So the guys must have been nowhere in the area as the ladies were asked. What is the ideal size for a man area when it comes to finding
perfect
finish,
fit.
The finish,
oh,
being able to finish that way. And the women said the best size is 8.
Oh God.
It's 8.
I don't know if it's 8.
The study did find that bigger isn't always better. They say at about 11, it becomes unlikely that a woman will enjoy
crap.
That as What do you mean, holy crap? What are you talking about? They're finally being honest with us.
I don't know about this study. I don't like this. First of all, even 8 can be incredibly uncomfortable.
They say 8 is ideal, right here.
Okay,
8.
I actually think that seems like a lot.
Second best? 9. 9 was second
Jesus,
best.
Jesus, that's just too much.
Third best? The third best?
Oh, God. Please don't say 10.
The third best was 10 in this study. 10.
It's not. That's too much.
And then the fourth best went back around to 7. So it was at 11 where women started saying, no, thanks. At 11. Oh, and they also said no thanks to 4. You can keep your 4 and you can keep your 11. And, oh, and they said no thanks to 1, too. I don't, that 1 is not.
But 2 and 3 are okay? Is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, look, I mean, you know, I actually think, like, between 6 and 7 is ideal, but not skinny. That's all.
Well, you're a nice wife, and I'm sure that everyone you sleep with is happy to hear that answer.
Not some of them, man. This one guy that it was so big. It was like, this is ridiculous. It's useless. I can't even. No, thanks.
So it was 11.
I don't know how. I didn't measure it, Vin, but it was enormous. Please get away from me with that thing. It's ridiculous. Nicole, you care to weigh in here on any of this? I'm going to hang me out here and not say anything about this at all.
No, but actually, I took a human sexuality class in college.
Oh, this is good. And
they said that size, like the bigger the size, isn't really preferred. It's just how you use it. Like if you know what you're doing, that's what matters.
Spoken like a virgin. Good girl. Your mom and dad will be proud.
Very well done.
That's what my class told me.
What they said in school was.
Very well done.
Size doesn't matter because there were boys in the class.
I just came back to this conversation.
No, size does matter. It's just like the bigger. Never mind.
The bigger is not the better. Yeah. No, it's. I fully agree with that. Welcome back, Bryn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Perfect timing.
Yeah.
Looks like you missed
all the good stuff, actually.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. It's depressing to see that because you just go, if you're a normal average dude, you go, oh, I'm in fourth place at best.
I just don't even know how many 11s are running around out there. Like, that seems like an anomaly, you know?
Well, you'd know. I haven't seen any of them. Yeah. I have no idea. I haven't experienced any other than my own.
Well, or, I don't
and what I see on what I see on film.
Either.
The film, based on what I see on film, they're gigantic and they're all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I guess that, you know, really, if you've got something impressive like that, I'm sure the first person who sees it goes, oh, you should go into porn.
Right.
And they're like, oh, is there money in that? There isn't, but I get to bang chicks. Okay, I'll do it.
Right. The one thing I'm good at.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's a couple. Who in your family had the hooker in Amsterdam? You know a lot of info.
Nobody had it. I'm telling you, I was walking down the street with my children and my husband. And we were like, oh, how friendly these people are. I mean, John might have, you know. So far, we've survived it. That'd be kind of funny. I mean, it wouldn't be funny. I would be against that.
Morning, Alice Radio. Just wanted to tell you work's going to suck without you guys. And also, thanks for the movie review yesterday. I sure do miss the movie KO team. Yeah. Enjoy your vacation, guys.
Well, Brittany, you said we have most of the days, except the holidays, we have best ofs ready to go. So
that's correct. Yes,
we mix those up, so you'll hear different hours and stuff. And thanks for being a loyal listener. We're sorry that we need a couple weeks off, but like Vinny said this morning, 2 weeks without talking about COVID at all, caution fatigue.
Right.
We've got that. Bye.
Well, we were also told use that vacation. Use it or lose it, and we're like, yep. What the hell? Okay,
I'm using it.
Forget keeping it. What's the point of that? Yeah. I earned it, and I'm going to keep it. I'm just going to sit there and keep that,
no,
so that you can throw it away at the end of the year. No way.
I need mental health breaks for sure. I mean,
agreed.
It's just so nice to not look at the goddamn news every day. Oy.
Tesla, this is from 415. Tesla is worth more than Toyota, Disney, and Coca-Cola. Their share value is over $300 billion and is worth more than almost every company on Wall Street. I read that too, the Disney thing, and I still don't believe it. I don't know how they could possibly be worth more than Disney without putting a car in every driveway.
I know. You know, let me see if I can. I just read a blurb on it. So here's the story. It just, they're valuing them at $210 billion, which is still a ass ton of money.
No, they're. I look. I get it. They're, but to be in a league with Coke and Disney,
which is just perennial huge companies. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, I'm not unhappy for them. I hope that goes great for them. I just am surprised. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, let's see. I got movies, I got TV, I got Jason Momoa, and more after these.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.